It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We are live and on location in Salina, Kansas, the Tony's Pizza Event Center. It's the final quarterfinal matchup on the girls' side in Class 2A State Tournament quarterfinals. And tonight, we get the defending champs in Class 2A, the Wildcats of Mound Ridge, taking on the seventh seed in the field, the Mustangs of Valley Heights, representing the Twin Valley League. Again, welcome to our broadcast here tonight on KMZA 92.1 FM, alongside Kirk Hillman, Captain Kirk, our studio producer, Brandon Tabman, with you here courtside at Tony's Pizza Event Center. Again, we got a good one tonight. Ellenwood, Eureka, and Sacred Heart have punch tickets to the semifinals on Thursday. Who will join those three? The defending champs, Mound Ridge, the two seed, number three ranked, taking on the seven seed in the field, the Valley Heights Mustangs. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. We'll get you the starting lineups and the opening tip-off. It's coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Citizens State Bank, with locations in Hanover, Marysville, and Waterville, wants to wish the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs good luck at the state tournament and proud to support this broadcast. Citizens State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Chris Gross Construction, when you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
Attention cattle producers, ready to put more performance in your pasture? The Rinkus Cattle Company 2026 Private Treaty Bull Sale is on now. Call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. These bulls are built for calving ease, growth, and the kind of durability that works in the real world. If you want genetics that adds pounds and profit, it's time to take a look. Visit the bulls online at rinkuscattle.com, then call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. The Rinkus Cattle Company Private Treaty Bull Sale. Powerful bulls, proven genetics, and ready to work for you.
Kansaland Radio.
You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory. It is presented by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Welcome to our broadcast tonight. Girls Class 2A State Tournament Quarterfinal here in Salina. We are live. We are on location. Tony's Pizza Event Center with Kirk Hillman on KMZA, our studio producer. I'm Brady Tabman. Again, the defending 2A state champs, the Mound Ridge Wildcats, number two seed in the field, number three ranked in the state, taking on the seventh seed out of the TVL. It's the Valley Heights Mustangs. Excited for this one tonight, with the winner moving on to Emporia and a semifinal berth with Sacred Heart looming in the wings on Thursday afternoon. Well, let's get you tonight's starting lineups. We'll start with the road team on the scoreboard, the seventh seed in the field, the Valley Heights Mustangs, under head coach Jordan Brocksterman. In his 10th season at the helm, Mustangs a 19-7 record They went 8-2 in the TBL, tied for second with Centralia. And the Mustangs have won 8 consecutive games. Their last loss, February 3rd, against the league champs in Hanover. They defeated Washington County, Donovan West, and Linden in the sub-state tournament to get to this one here tonight. Josie Parker, a 5'10 senior forward, averaging 7.8 points per game. In the backcourt, you got Paige Miller, a 5'6 junior guard, right at 8 points and 4 rebounds a game. On the wing, you got Tessa Bigham, a 5'9 junior, averaging 3.6 points a contest. And the two key forwards, we'll start with Ava Smith, a 5'9 senior, over 1,000 points in her career, averaging 16 points per game this season. She was also the 2025 2A Volleyball Player of the Year. And Mia Vermetten, the 5'7 senior forward, averaging just south of 10 points and 8 rebounds a contest. For Coach Brockstrom and the Valley Heights girls here tonight, Josie Parker, Paige Miller, Tessa Bigham, Ava Smith, and Mia Vermetten. For the defending 2A state champs, that is right, the defending champs in the way of Valley Heights tonight, the Mound Ridge Wildcats with a record of 23-2 out of the Hearts of America League. They have won 10 consecutive games. In their sub-state, they defeated Solomon, Inman, and Hillsboro to get to this quarterfinal here in Salina. In the backcourt, senior guard at 5'6", that is Addison Patrick, 5.6 points a contest. Cammy Unruh on the wing, a 5'9 senior. She is north of 1,000 points in her career, averaging 13.9 of points a contest, entering this one here tonight. The forward is 6-foot senior Macy Kamenko, averaging 7.1 points and 6.7 rebounds a game. And then you've got the Heacoxes, Hallie Heacox, the 5'7 junior, 5 points per game. And then Hattie Heacox, she is a 5'11 junior, averaging 7 points and 4 rebounds a game. So again, for the 2-seed, number 3 ranked, Mound Ridge Wildcats under head coach Kaylee Huxman. They're going tonight, starting 5. Addison Patrick, Cammy Unruh, Hallie Heacox, Hattie Heacox, and Macy Kamenko. Again, you're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Kirk Hillman in studio. Appreciate it very much, brother. Brandon Tamman with you here courtside in Salina at the Tony's Pizza Event Center. Again, some of our locals that have already played here today, the Axtell Boys, 1-8-D2, they got by their first-round opponent. They have advanced to the semifinals. Silver Lake Boys here on this floor just a little while ago on the side of Class 3A. They defeated Holcomb by 10, and then we were here earlier today for the Rossville girls as they lost a close one to Ellenwood in the 2A bracket here earlier today. Valley Heights in the road black uniforms. They got purple numerals and lettering. They're trimmed in white. Home white uniforms for the defending champs in Mound Ridge. And here we go, underway from left to right. Mustangs, the opening possession here in tonight's game. Here is Ava Smith going right to the rack, taking little time and shrugs the shoulders after an easy deuce at the rack. And just like that, Ava Smith giving Valley Heights an early 2-0 lead. Mound Ridge, their first possession from right to left. They score 56 points a game. Defeating Donovan West in last year's state championship. Here's an elbow jump shot. That is short. Ava Smith the rebound. And a good start here for the Mustangs. Pushing the tempo into the front court. It's Paige Miller. Little dump down pass that is blocked at the rim. And then it's batted around a couple times. And then it's thrown away by Valley Heights. Into the front court, Mound Ridge. 2-0 Valley Heights, 50 seconds in. Right side, Hattie Heacox to touch. Left side of the floor, it's Patrick. She'll fire, missing heavily on a three, and another Ava Smith rebound. Her second already here for Valley Heights. Valley Heights team tied for second in the TBL with Centralia. Hanover, the league champs here in 25-26. Here's Paige Miller going to work, missing a shot up close. Boy, she got by two defenders, and on the rebound at 10, Mustang's going to be called for the foul. It'll be Josie Parker, that is her first, and team foul number one. 6:47 to go first quarter. Valley Heights 2 and Mound Ridge nothing. Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tamman with you. Mustangs a little pressure here in the full court. Putting a head on a swivel. Into the left corner. Wide open three. Cammy Unruh left it short. Pretty good look. And a rebound for Mound Ridge. And then a foul going against Valley Heights underneath. Tessa Bigham picks it up. That is her first. And quickly, team foul number two on Valley Heights. This will be Hattie Heacox to throw it in left side of her own backboard. Mound Ridge, they have 8 state championships to their name. And, of course, the most recent last season over D. West in that title game in Manhattan. Trying to defend it here. Down 2-0. Elbow jump shot. Kamenko missing off the right rim from the right elbow. But an offensive rebound for Hallie Heacock. She'll keep it alive. Here's Patrick in the lane. Lost it. Out of bounds. But last touch by Valley Heights. Pretty lengthy possession here for the Mound Ridge Wildcats. Valley Heights still leading 2-0 at 6:19 to go in the opening quarter. Trying to dump it down over the top. Good look. Easy bucket by Cammy Unruh. Well set inbounds play there for the Wildcats. We're deadlocked up at 2-2 at about 2 minutes into the game. Back up the floor left to right for Metten into the front court. Now Miller the touch, right wing. Picks it up on that right wing, being hounded by Hallie Heacock, nearly throwing it away, but Ava Smith chasing down near midcourt. She is quickly trapped, and that forces a turnover as Mound Ridge works the other way from right to left. Valley Heights doing a good job, transition defense. They settle in 5-on-5. A 2-2 tie, 5:45 to go first quarter. Here's Hattie Heacock, right side of the floor, defended well by Ava Smith. Right side pass it goes, it's Addison Patrick. Short corner right, Hattie Heacock. Now post touch, left side pass, it's Cammy Unruh. She'll drive, off balance shot, got the touch. First 4 points for Cammy Unruh, north of 1,000 in her career for Mound Ridge. And a 4-2 Wildcats lead, and not quite 3 minutes into the game. Here's a drive by Josie Parker, picks it up left baseline, back up top, Ava Smith, little ball fake, gets to the elbow, fires a short jump shot, it's off the rim twice, and then falling off. Rebound here for Mound Ridge and Cammy Unruh. She's knocked to the floor near midcourt, and a foul going against Valley Heights. Ava Smith picks up her first foul. Team foul number 3, our first sub for Mound Ridge. It'll be Mackenzie Conkling, a 5'10 sophomore forward. She'll take the spot of Cammy Unruh. Her correction, taking the spot of Addison Patrick, beg your pardon. And also a sub in here for Coach Brockstrom and Valley Heights, Lindsey Gray, checking in for the first time here tonight, taking the spot of Josie Parker. 3 minutes in, Mound Ridge 4, Valley Heights 2. Mound Ridge trying to add. There's a pull-up, Jay. That is well done by Cammy Unruh once again. She's got all 6 for the defending champs here. 6-2 Mound Ridge, 4:48 counting opening quarter. We are in Salina, the Tony's Pizza Event Center. Curling around the arc from left to right, Lindsey Gray got all the way to the rack, and she lays it in for 2 off the window. Nicely done play there. Lindsey Gray, fresh off the pine, makes it 6-4 Mound Ridge. 4.5 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. Hallie Heacock's left side of the floor. Now over to Hattie in the corner. Now left elbow, the touch in Kamenko. Kamenko back to the bucket in the paint. Good defense here by Tessa Bigham. Now back on the perimeter, it's Hallie Heacock. Another post touch, good left side pass. Conkling a 3, hits the rim twice, no. Falling off, rebound for Valley Heights, and then it's thrown away. Mound Ridge gets it right back, trying to get up the floor quickly. But boy, that was a tough go. After that defensive rebound for Valley Heights, giving it right back. And now we get a whistle and a travel going to be called in the lane against Conkling. And a turnover by Mound Ridge. End of the game for the Wildcats. Aspen Stas, a 5'9 junior. And in for the first time, Valley Heights, we will see Kinsley Gillick into the game, 5'10 senior. Just past the halfway point here in the opening quarter. Girls 2A, quarterfinal here in Salina. Mound Ridge 6, Valley Heights 4. On the dribble right side of the floor, Mia Vermetten with it. Quiet start, but she's very good. Here's a drive by Parker, kicks into the right corner. It's Lindsey Gray. She'll get in the lane, she'll pull up, she'll hit it. Lindsey Gray, 2 quick buckets off the bench. She's got 4, and we're tied at 6-6, 3.5 minutes left opening quarter. Right now on the dribble up top, Cammy Unruh. She'll pull left elbow, this time not there. A little bit strong with that shot. Ava Smith, another rebound. Chance for the Mustangs to take the lead up the floor. Shot rejected at the rim, but a foul going against the Wildcats. That'll put Lindsey Gray at the free throw line. Boy, Lindsey Gray off the bench playing with pace and action here for Coach Brockstrom. That first foul, Cammy Unruh, and the first foul on Mound Ridge here in the first quarter. There's Lindsey Gray at the line. Her free throw hit the rim about 5 times and trickled off the right side. No good. The 5'6 junior averaging almost 6 points a game coming in. Shot 35% from 3 last season, so certainly a very good outside shooter, but she misses both free throws and the rebound for the Wildcats. a 6-6 tie to about the 3-minute mark here left opening quarter. Winner moves on to face Sacred Heart Thursday afternoon in Emporia in the semifinals. Girls Class 2A State Championship Tournament. We're glad to be a part of your midweek evening on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Shot inside, no. Good dish inside, finding Conkling, who's going to go to the line to shoot two. Fourth foul against the Mustangs here in the opening quarter. And that foul going against Paige Miller. Her first, team foul number four. So Conkling at the line. She drops in the first and has her first point. Moundridge, an elite free throw shooting team. They got four girls north of 70%, including Conkling, who knocks down both there. And 8-6, Moundridge back in front, just south of 3 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. Here's Ava Smith, baseline right. Very tough shot. She got it to go. Wanted a foul, didn't get the whistle, but four here in the early going for Ava Smith. 8-8, we're tied up again. Here's a pull-up right side from 15, and that is butter by Mackenzie Conkling. She's quickly got four. Here's a drive straight up top. Vermetten kicks it right side. Smith a three. That was on target but long. And Moundridge going down low for the rebound, pulled in by Staus. Moundridge, a two-point lead here. 2:15 to go in this opening quarter. Staus at the right elbow. Back up top, Conkling. Conkling at 5'10", but running it like the PG. Baseline drive by Unruh. Left side pass. Long two on the way. That's an air ball from the left wing. But right place, right time was Conkling. Now another opportunity for three. This one not there. Fighting for the rebound. Finally, the Mustangs come away with it. That last three missed by Hallie Hecox. Into the front court. Mustangs down two. 1:48 to go, first quarter. Right now on the left wing, Lindsey Gray. Puts it on the dribble. Gets to the free throw line. Beautiful pass down low. But off the deflection, a missed shot. Boy, good look for Gillick. Couldn't convert. Moundridge clears it away. Wildcats leading it 10-8. 90 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Left side of the floor, Hallie Hecox. With the left side ball screen, goes baseline. Little two-man game. Now Staus the touch on the wing. Back up top it goes. It's Conkling. Right side of the floor, Hattie Hecox now. Here's a post touch. Unruh fades away. That is pure. Cammy Unruh has done a little bit of everything here on the offensive end. She has got 8 to lead all scorers. Wildcats 12, Mustangs 8. Final 105 here in this opening quarter. Here's Lindsey Gray. Now Ava Smith, left side on the wing, spinning into the lane, works it to the right block. Little up and under. Oh, she does it again. Boy, Ava Smith feeling it right now. She's got 6 here for Valley Heights, and they're back to within 2. 12-10 Moundridge, 48 seconds and counting here in the opening quarter. Man-to-man defense right now for Coach Brockstrom's crew. On the dribble, Cammy Unruh. She'll get in the lane, bounce pass to the right elbow. Now short corner right, losing, kicking back up top. Left side, Conkling. She'll fire a three. Front rim, no. Rebound, Ava Smith. Another one for her in that category. And then she gives it right back. A steal for Moundridge. Layup good, Cammy Unruh. 10 points here in the first quarter for Unruh, and it's 14-10 Moundridge. Final 19 seconds here of this first quarter. And an illegal screen here on the perimeter going against the Mustangs. Mia Vermetten just picked up her first. Player control, so the Wildcats, 16.3 seconds to work, leading by 4. Chance to play for the final shot here. Josie Parker checking back in here for Valley Heights and taking the spot of Ava Smith. So the Wildcats leading by 4. Now to work the full length of the floor here. Right at midcourt, Ashton Patrick, a sophomore, just checks in. She has it on the dribble up top. Goes left, curling. Kamenko. Now free throw line touch. It is Staus. Three wide open on the way. It's off the heel, missing. Tip to the perimeter. Final second and a travel right before the buzzer. I think they're going to wave it off either way, and that's going to be the end of the first quarter. The defending champs, the Moundridge Wildcats. 2-seed, number 3 ranked team in the state, leading Valley Heights in this opening round game. 8 minutes in, it's 14-10. You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home, transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction, concrete by design.
Kansaland Radio.
Dialed in on KMZA, you're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Alongside Kirk Kilman here on 92.1 KMZA, I'm Brandon Tabman here courtside in Salina, Tony's Pizza Event Center. Final girls 2A quarterfinal here today with Valley Heights and Mound Ridge, the defending champs. The Wildcats leading the Mustangs 14-10 as we go to the start of the second quarter here tonight. Winner will face Sacred Heart, the sixth seed, who beat St. Mary's Colgan earlier today by 10, 52-42. In the semifinals will be in Emporia on Thursday afternoon. Mustangs squandering the opening possession, a quick turnover, and a steal for the Wildcats. Wildcats back up the floor right to left, 15 seconds into the second, leading by four. Here is Addison Patrick, the touch, left wing, works it right side of the floor. It's Mackenzie Conkling. She'll get to the free throw line straight away. Good defense there, and that's a double dribble. So both teams turn it over on their opening possession of the second quarter. Defending champs Mound Ridge, right now being led by Cammie Unruh. 10 of the 14 on her tally. Valley Heights, they got six in that opening quarter from Ava Smith. Here's Vermetten, hands it off. This is Josie Parker, works it left. She's bumped and is fouled. And the foul going against Addison Patrick, I believe. Nope, check that. It's Kamenko. So Macy Kamenko, the 6-foot senior, picks up the foul, and Valley Heights throws it away on the inbounds pass. All the way, Unruh drawing the foul. Being a difference maker right now, 5'9 senior Cammie Unruh going to the line to shoot two here for the defending champs. And that is the second foul going against Ava Smith. That is something to monitor. So at the line, Cammie Unruh, 76% on the season. And she knocks it in her first tier, has 11 in this opening half. Mound Ridge as a team hits it from the line at 70%. As they'll bring on a late sub, this is Hallie Hecox. She'll take the spot of Mackenzie Conkling. So a little bit smaller, guard-oriented, the lineup right now for the defending champs in Mound Ridge. Unruh's second free throw. It is Butter. She's got 12. She leads all scores. 16-10 Mound Ridge, their largest lead here early on in the second quarter. Boy, Josie Parker nearly got away with a travel, and she turned it over. Already three turnovers for the Mustangs here in this second quarter. Here's a baseline drive. Hallie Hecox off the window. Couldn't get it to go. Pretty good look. Rebound secured by Tessa Bigham for Valley Heights, and then she's fouled. And Kamenko just picked up her second foul pretty quick. That'll bring back Staws into the game. We've played a minute of this second period, 16-10 Mound Ridge. Into the front court, Paige Miller here, right side on the wing with the dribble waist tie. Valley Heights in the road, black uniforms here tonight. All whites for the Wildcats. Here's a shot through traffic in the lane, missing Vermetten, gets her own rebound, she sticks it up and in. 5'7 senior, Mia Vermetten on the board. Her first two makes it 16-12, Mound Ridge. 90 seconds into the second period. In Valley Heights, stand man-to-man. Post touch for Staw. She'll work it and draw a foul. Got her on the left block. She turned left into three black jerseys, and they'll get the call here. Tessa Bigham, that's going to be her second. Both teams already two fouls each here in this second quarter. We've played just north of 90 seconds. Staws at the line. Her first free throw. Got the kind touch off the heel. Macy Kamenko into the game. Staws her first point. Conkling also back into the game here for the defending champs Mound Ridge. Second free throw no good, but it's tipped out. And then out of bounds, it's going to be Mound Ridge basketball. Boy, unlucky scenario there for the Mustangs. Ball deflected out to the right wing. And Paige Miller tried to save it, but just off the fingertip out of bounds. So Mound Ridge, a 5-point lead at 17-12. As they're back to work here on the offensive set. Unruh, right elbow. shoots it into the right corner. Now post touch, going to work, fading away. Unruh again, left it short, and a rebound for Valley Heights. Mustangs down five, about 2 minutes into the second. Hesitation, Vermetten off balance, shot no, but a foul on the floor. Hallie Heacox will get this one. That is her first, and team foul number three here in the quarter. 6:06 to go until the half. Mound Ridge 17, Valley Heights 12. Wide open backside. That's well done. Josie Parker for two. Miscommunication on the defensive effort there for the Wildcats in a three-point game. Mound Ridge 17, Valley Heights 14. Short corner right. Staunz with the touch. Back down into the corner. Picks it up now on the right wing. Not really worried about her shooting a three. Here's Conkling up top. Now dumping it back to the right elbow. Now high right on the wing it goes. This is Hallie Heacox. No shot clock here yet. We'll get there at some point, I promise. Heacox driving, flipped up a shot, tried to draw a foul, really off balance. Rebound taken down by Gillig here for Valley Heights. Three would tie at 17-14. Here's a left side pass. Gray, corner for the top. 7 points for Lindsey Gray off the bench, and a timeout for the defending champs. A 17-17 tie here at 5:19 to go in the first half. It's a 30. We'll keep it right here. Again, Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tabman with you here in Salina. You're dialed in on KMZA, 92.1 FM, the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. So, Mound Ridge led it 14-10 at the end of the first quarter. But, a couple minutes in, Valley Heights are right back. They've tied it up, 17-17. Not quite 3 minutes into this second period. How about Lindsey Gray off the bench? She has 7 points here to lead Valley Heights. Ava Smith, she has six. And then 2 points apiece, Mia Vermetten and also Josie Parker. Cammie Unruh leading the charge for Mound Ridge, defending champs. She has 12 of their 17. Four from Mackenzie Conkling and Staunz with the other one from the free throw line. Out of the timeout, Mound Ridge with the possession. Tied up about 3 minutes into the second. Right side, they go into the corner. It is Hattie Heacox.
Be right back.
This is Hallie Heacox. Now a short corner touch. Looking for a backdoor. Beautifully done, but the layup was botched. It was missed by Conkling. Boy, really good set. Million-dollar move at the 10-cent finish. Mustangs trying to take the lead. Off-balance shot from the left baseline. That is an air ball. Backside, when it went over the basket, Hallie Heacox now pushes the tempo. Goes in from the right wing. Conkling, a corner three. Book it. Mackenzie Conkling from downtown. She's got seven, and she hits it at 29% from behind the arc. Mound Ridge retakes the lead. It's 20-17. Just north of 4:20 to go here in the second quarter. Vermetten's pass, looking for Smith up top. It gets deflected around. Smith gets it on the run, but she missed the layup. And taken away by Mound Ridge. That's one Ava Smith is going to make 99 times out of 100. Just the one time there. Couldn't have been too easy. Opportunities you can't let go by the wayside in a game like this. Here's Conkling, feeling it now from the left wing. This one off the right. Right corner is Valley Heights. Lindsey Gray chasing that one down. Up the floor, trying to push the tempo. Here's Vermetten, right side corner, three. Ava Smith, that's an air ball. Boy, great look, just couldn't convert on either part of it. Pushing the tempo, Hattie Heacox, sidestep move in the lane. She'll miss one up close, and Valley Heights pulling it away. Boy, a little awkward here between these two teams, and Valley Heights turns it over. Conkling up the floor. That's going to be a travel. We exchange turnovers back and forth. Nobody wants the ball right now. It'll be Valley Heights ball. 3.5 minutes to go in the half. They trail the defending champs 20-17. And now an opportunity for the Mustangs to take a breath, slow the pace, and get a bucket here. Three would tie it up. Here's Ava Smith, head down to the rack. Too much strength for two. Diving in from the left wing, finishing on the block. Ava Smith has eight. Her first two here in the second quarter. And it's a one-point Mound Ridge lead at 20-19, north of 3 minutes to go in the half. They want a post touch, left block, Cam and Co. Turning, thought about firing. Instead, Conkling another three from the right wing, and she put it down. Second three of the quarter for Conkling. She's got 10, 23-19 Mound Ridge. 2:49 to go until the halftime break. Here's Gillig turning and firing. Had a decent look, but hit nothing but backboard. Mound Ridge trying to force the issue. Valley Heights getting a Back defensively there, nicely done. But wide open for three, Hallie Hecox. No, she nearly banked it in from the left wing. But an offensive rebound keeping it alive here. Wildcats trying to scramble for it, and they get it back near midcourt. Lindsey Gray nearly came away with a steal. Open three, missing off the right rim. Missed by Hattie Hecox. And, yep, Tammy Unruh, offensive rebound. Third opportunity, she'll scoop it up, and she'll draw a foul. Not even a second, but a third opportunity on that possession for the Wildcats. And Cammy Unruh will go to the line to shoot two. It is the first foul on Gillig. And it's team foul number three against Valley Heights here in the third quarter. So Unruh, two for two at the line here in this first half. Make it three for three. And she's got 13 to lead all scores. Paige Miller and Tessa Bigham both checking back in here for Coach Brockstrom. At 2:17 to go in the half. Unruh, perfect again. She's 4 for 4 at the line. Leads all scorers with 14. 25-19, the Mound Ridge lead up to 6. Just north of 2 minutes to go here in the first half. We're in Salina, Tony's Pizza Event Center here on KMZA. Girls 2A quarterfinals here in the state tournament. Around the screen, Lindsey Gray dumps it to Smith, left corner. She'll pull up, left side two. It's off the back 10. Fighting for it, though. Backside rebound, Vermette, and she'll turn and fade. That shot not there from the baseline. Chasing it down is Mound Ridge. They want to get up the floor. Cammy Unruh gets it to go. Oh, what a finish. Could have been an and one. 16 for Cammy Unruh. Timeout, Coach Brockstrom. Check to see if it's a full or a 30. Minute 42 to go in the half. 27-19. Mound Ridge leading by 8. It's a full. We'll follow suit. Back in a tight 30. Once again, you're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here on KMZA, Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tadman. We're in Salina, Tony's Pizza Event Center, Girls Class 2A State Tournament Quarterfinals. The final one of the day, Ellenwood, Eureka, and Sacred Heart have all advanced. Sacred Heart will take on the winner here with Valley Heights and the defending champs, Mound Ridge. Out of that Valley Heights timeout, Wildcats leading the Mustangs 27-19. They have 16 from Cammy Unruh and 10 from Mackenzie Conkling off the bench. Those two have combined for the Mound Ridge 26 of 27 points. Valley Heights get it down on the block here. Smith, tough shot. She got it to go and one. What a finish. And that foul going against Conkling. And a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play for Ava Smith, who now has 10 points here in the half. What a career it's been for Ava Smith, a four-year starter, first-team All-League, first-team All-State last season, over 1,000 points in her career, the 2025 2A Volleyball Player of the Year, averaged 17 points per game last season, 16 points per game this season, trying to cap the three, and she does. First free throw make here for Valley Heights in the opening half. It's a five-point lead for Mound Ridge, 27-22 at 118 and counting second quarter. Here's a right elbow touch. Hattie Hecox, left side of the floor. Now it's Hallie Hecox. Towards the corner, they got it to Addison Patrick, and she's called for a travel. Turnover by Mound Ridge. Little momentum on the side for Valley Heights right now. 70 seconds remaining in the first half. Mound Ridge leading by 5. Here's Josie Parker trying to catch him off guard. Mound Ridge settling in on the defensive front, and Lindsey Gray now has it. High left on the wing. Middle of the floor, Paige Miller again. Now it goes right side to Gray on the wing. She'll dribble back head of the circle as we're now under a minute to go. 52 seconds remaining in the half, and still on that dribble was Lindsey Gray, and she's called for a travel. 5 turnovers here in the second quarter for Valley Heights. Mound Ridge will get it back, leading 27-22 at 50 seconds and counting. No shot clock to this point. So if the Wildcats want to take that time and utilize potentially a final possession, they could. They go right side to Hallie Heacock. She's backed out about 40 feet on the right wing. Wildcats seem pretty content on maybe playing for the final shot. We're down to 28 seconds. Perimeter passing continues. Hallie Heacock now puts a head down in the lane. Kicks it out to Patrick in the left corner. Now Cammie Unruh, high left on the wing. Wants a ball screen. 19 seconds to go. Conkling, the right corner touch. Now it goes on the block. Now at the elbow, it's Heacock's. Left side, Hallie. She'll drive. 12 seconds to go. She'll float. She'll miss. Fighting for the rebound. Valley Heights coming away with it. 7 seconds to go. Right now, Lindsey Gray has it. Ava Smith, midcourt. She's got 2 seconds. Into the corner. Long two at the buzzer. At the end of the half, and Mia Vermette knocks down a 19-foot right corner J. And we got ourselves a 3-point game at the halftime break, defending 2A state champions, the Mound Ridge Wildcats, leading the Valley Heights Mustangs. Our score at the halftime break is 27-24. We'll get you some stats and talk about this first half. It's been fun. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
I know I need life insurance, but I don't think I can afford it. Bills can add up quickly. It's easy to look at life insurance as just another monthly expense that might push you over budget. But did you know life insurance can actually cost as little as a dollar a day? It's true. We have coverage options that will fit all your needs and your budget. Please contact Kirk Peterson in Seneca, Kansas to learn more today. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Contact Kirk Peterson in Seneca, your local Farm Bureau financial agent.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Five, the girls 2A state championship semifinals up for grabs here tonight. Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tamman with you. Defending champions, Mound Ridge, leading Valley Heights. Our score 27-24 here at the halftime break. Winner gets Sacred Heart Thursday afternoon in Emporia. The other semifinal locks with the top seed, Ellenwood, who will face the four seed in Eureka. Well, again, 27-24, our halftime score. Mound Ridge led 14-10 at the end of one. Valley Heights would outscore the Wildcats 14-13 in the second period. Back and forth we go. Right now, the defending champs have a 3-point lead over Valley Heights here at the halftime break. Just some of the scoring numbers here. Starting with Mound Ridge, you got Cammie Unruh and Mackenzie Conkling, who have combined for 26 of the Mound Ridge 27 points. So Unruh had 16 here at the halftime break. Conkling off the bench, she has 10, including 2 threes in the second quarter. And then the only other point, Aspen Staws, 5'9 junior, had a free throw make in that second quarter. A little more balance for Valley Heights. Ava Smith leading the way. She had 11 in that opening half. Lindsey Gray off the bench had 7, including a 3 in the second quarter. They also got 4 from Mia Vermetten and 2 points as well from Josie Parker. Those are the scoring numbers. We'll dive into some of the shooting numbers, some of the other stats here after another timeout. As our halftime coverage continues, as you're listening to the Giant Communications and JP and Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Citizens State Bank, with locations in Hanover, Marysville, and Waterville, wants to wish the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs good luck at the state tournament and proud to support this broadcast. Citizens State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
Attention cattle producers, ready to put more performance in your pasture? The Rinkus Cattle Company 2026 Private Treaty Bull Sale is on now. Call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. These bulls are built for calving ease, growth, and the kind of durability that works in the real world. You want genetics that adds pounds and profit? It's time to take a look. Visit the bulls online at rinkuscattle.com, then call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. The Rinkus Cattle Company Private Treaty Bull Sale. Powerful bulls, proven genetics, and ready to work for you.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime Show sponsor here on KMCA, Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tamman with you. In Salina, Tony's Pizza Event Center, Girls Class 2A State Tournament Quarterfinal. Defending champs Mound Ridge leading Valley Heights. Our score at the break, 27-24. Going through some of the more team numbers, we talked individual scoring numbers in that first half. Ava Smith, 11 to lead the Mustangs. Cammie Unruh, 16 points to lead Mound Ridge, and all scorers in that category. Shooting numbers in the first half, Valley Heights hit 11-24 shots, 45.8% from the floor. They were 1-3 from three, also 1-3 from the free throw line. Now Mound Ridge, they shot 9-29, 31% from the floor. They were 2-11 from 3, but they were 7-8 at the free throw line. So that has certainly helped in the cause for them having a 3-point lead. Largest lead of the game was 8 by Mound Ridge late in the second quarter. We have been tied 4 times with 1 lead change here in the first half. Mound Ridge 27, Valley Heights 24. Trip to the 2A semifinals on the line. Second half after a 2-minute timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home, transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction. Concrete by design.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
When the trails are calling you, make sure your machine is ready to answer. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, they're your local headquarters for Can-Am UTV, ATV service repairs, parts, and accessories. From routine maintenance to upgrades that boost performance, their experienced technicians keep your machines running strong. Need new accessories or parts to customize your ride? Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia has you covered. Get back on the trail faster with the team Riders Trust. Visit BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com. Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. Ride hard. Ride ready.
This is Julian Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Dialed in on KMCA 92.1. You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Kirk Hillman, Brandon Salmon, Tony's Pizza Event Center here in Salina. Final girls 2A quarterfinal matchup here in the state basketball tournament. Right now, the defending champs, Mound Ridge, the 2 seed, number 3 ranked in the state. Getting a little bit of everything from the 7 seed, Valley Heights Mustangs. Wildcats with a 27-24 lead as we get going here in the third quarter tonight. We'll switch sides of the floor. Mound Ridge plus 3 on the board. We'll have the opening possession on offense. They'll go left to right as we sit courtside here at the Tony's Pizza Event Center. Here we go. Start of the second half. Sacred Hearts awaits in the semifinals on Thursday in Emporia. Right now, a man-to-man defensive effort here to start the third quarter for Valley Heights and Coach Brockstrom. Here's an elbow touch. It's Cam and Co. She'll turn. She'll fire. She'll bank it in. Methodical in the paint. Macy Cam and Co. And she's got her first two. 29-24 Mound Ridge. 25 seconds into the third quarter. First offensive touch here from right to left. Ava Smith off to Vermette, and she'll dive in. Kick right. Parker on the wing. Working to the baseline. Gets backed out. Now Ava Smith on the right side of the floor. She'll drive in. Another tough shot. Nearly got it to go. And Mound Ridge clears it away with Cam and Co. Now she lost it, shoveled it, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Valley Heights ball. Unfortunate there for the Wildcats. Fortunate on the other side for Valley Heights. Mound Ridge had numbers. Could have been out in transition on that one. Here's Vermette to throw it in. Ava Smith between the rings out high. She had 11 points to lead the Mustangs in that opening half. Here's Paige Miller on the right wing. She'll go baseline. She threw up a shot. Not sure. Maybe tried to draw the foul. Wildcats cleared away with Cam and Co. Mound Ridge right back into the front court. Minute into the third quarter. They lead at Valley Heights by 5. Mustangs really extending out this pressure man-to-man defense near midcourt, nearly forcing a turnover. Looking for Unruh on a back door. And it's saved underneath. Valley Heights forcing a turnover. Ava Smith the steal. She's barreling down the right sideline. Now Vermette in middle of the floor. Right side pass into the corner. Paige Miller a 3. That one not there. Tipped out to the perimeter, and Ava Smith right there. And another opportunity here for the Mustangs. 90 seconds into the third. 5-point Mound Ridge lead, and going to work once again. Ava Smith. Left side bucket off the window. She's got 13. 29-26 Mound Ridge. About 2 minutes into the third quarter. Into the front court, Hallie Heacox being hounded. Good defense man-to-man here by Paige Miller. High left on the wing. It is Cammy Unruh, who's holding right hip. Now puts it on the deck. Gets to the free throw line. Dumps it down. Knocked to the floor. And a foul's going to be called. Got it to Cam and Co. Did Unruh. And the first foul on Valley Heights here in the third quarter, going against Bigham. That is her third. And team foul number 1. Mound Ridge will throw it in underneath, leading by 3. They dump it right in front of the free throw line. Unruh navigating and flips it up and in. Underhand with the left hand off the window. Difficult finish for Cammy Unruh. She's got 18. 31-26. Mound Ridge by 5. 2-plus minutes into the third quarter. Here's Josie Parker going to work. Bumped, driving. She'll draw a foul. She'll shoot 2. Nice play on the 5'10 senior, Josie Parker. She'll go to the line to shoot 2. Now on Mound Ridge going against Addison Patrick. That is her first. And Wildcat team foul number 1 here in the third quarter. First free throw missing off the heel. Parker. Parker's got 2 points in this game. Came in averaging just shy of 8 per contest. Trying to go 1 for 2, and Parker does so. Got the shooter's touch over the front rim. 3 points for Josie Parker. The lead for Mound Ridge is 31-27, 5:40 and counting, third quarter. Defending champs Mound Ridge trying to go back-to-back. They have 8 state titles in their school history. Valley Heights looking for their first girls' state basketball title despite 17 state appearances. Two runner-up finishes in 14 and 18, the top two finishes for the Mustangs. Here's Unruh, right side, now a 3, Patrick, she'll rattle it in from the right wing. Big shot, Addison Patrick, her first bucket tonight, 34-27. Now a 7-point lead for the defending champs about 3 minutes into the third. Moundridge hits the 3 at 29% as a team. Ava Smith, baseline drive, she's bumped, and a foul against the Wildcats. And that foul going against Cammie Unruh, that is her second. And team foul number 2 on the Wildcats here in the third quarter. 3 minutes in, 5 to go in this third period. 7-point deficit right now for the Mustangs. They have the possession. Here's Paige Miller out high. Man-to-man here for the Wildcats. They get it in the paint. Vermetten turning, facing, firing, and connecting off the window for 2. Nice play inside, Mia Vermetten. She's got 6. Her first points here in the second half. 34-29 Mound Ridge. 4:40 to go, third quarter. Little hesitation. Hattie Heacock's up top. Left side pass. It goes to Hallie Heacock. Straight away. Jump shot. Cam and Co. It is off the heel from the free throw line, and she went for her own rebound, and she's going to be called for a foul. So Cam and Co. picks up her third. Team foul number 3 against the Wildcats here in the quarter. Staws checking back into the game. As Mound Ridge having to sit. Cam and Co. right now, who's got 3 fouls. Mustangs down 5, about to the halfway point of the third quarter. Mia Vermetten, head down, shot, trickled off, not sure how. Boy, it was a pretty good look, rebound Mound Ridge. Wildcats, long pass up the floor, looking for Unruh, and they turn it right back over. Boy, had some bodies up the floor in transition, but the pass from Hattie Heacock a little too much, looking for Unruh. Mustangs get it back, down 5, about to the halfway point here in the third quarter. Valley Heights, this is their 6th trip to the state tournament in the last 7 years. How about a left side 3? Couldn't go for Gray. And high off the heel, rebound for Mound Ridge and Cammie Unruh. 34-29 Mound Ridge. Under 4 minutes to go, third quarter. There's a whistle and a foul going against the Mustangs. It's Paige Miller who picks it up, her 2nd. Team foul number 2 against the Mustangs here in the third quarter. 3:52 left in this third period. Mound Ridge with the ball, leading by 5. They set it up. Patrick corner 3. It's an air ball. Might as well have been a pass. Hattie Heacock catching, turning, and scoring off that miss. First points tonight for Hattie Heacock. It's 36-29 Mound Ridge. And a full timeout going to be utilized here by Jordan Brockstrom, the HC of Valley Heights. Mound Ridge by 7. 3:38 to go, third quarter. You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
I know I need life insurance, but I don't think I can afford it. Bills can add up quickly. It's easy to look at life insurance as just another monthly expense that might push you over budget. But did you know life insurance can actually cost as little as a dollar a day? It's true. We have coverage options that will fit all your needs and your budget. Please contact Kirk Peterson in Seneca, Kansas to learn more today. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Contact Kirk Peterson in Seneca, your local Farm Bureau financial agent.
Citizens State Bank, with locations in Hanover, Marysville, and Waterville, wants to wish the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs good luck at the state tournament and proud to support this broadcast. Citizens State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Kansaland Radio.
Valley Heights girls trailing the defending champs Mound Ridge 36-29, 3:38 to go, third quarter. Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tavin here with you. Tony's Pizza Event Center in Salina. Out of the timeout, fadeaway Jay inside, missed by Lindsey Gray, tipped out of bounds. It'll be Mound Ridge basketball. So out of that timeout, whether that was the look or not Coach Brockstrom wanted, either way, quickly ends on a missed shot. And here come the Wildcats with a 7-point lead. Here is Unruh, a game-high 18. Two here in the third quarter. She had 16 at the halftime break. Here's Addie Heacox, left side on the wing. Straight away, it's Staus. Thought about it, Jay. Moves it one dribble left to the elbow. Now right side, it is Hattie Heacox. She'll drive, and she'll make one. How about that? Nice play by Hattie Heacox. Defended well by Ava Smith. Did not matter. Largest lead now for the Wildcats. 38-29 at 3 minutes to go here in the third. Right side, Tessa Bigham going baseline. She'll get to the block. Little up, little under. Move. Nicely done there for Valley Heights. First basket for Tessa Bigham. Makes it 38-31 Mound Ridge at 2:44 left to go third quarter. Unruh into the front court, right side to Hallie Heacox. So you've got Hallie and Hattie Heacox. Left side three, Conkling drills it. Mackenzie Conkling off the bench. Her third three, she's got 13 points. And now Mound Ridge, their largest lead at 41-31. 2:20 to go, and now it's turned over here in the near side corner. Paige Miller lost the handle, and the Wildcats come away with a steal. Blowing down the pace, Hallie Heacox now puts the head down, right side on the wing. This is Hattie, post touch for Conkling. She got knocked to the floor, and Valley Heights coming away with a steal. Ava Smith picks the pocket. She wants to go coast to coast. She'll put her head down. She tried to draw the foul, no whistle, out of bounds, back to Mound Ridge. Well, the officials letting them play for a good chunk of it. You could tell Ava Smith wanted to try to draw the body there. The official not having it. The Wildcats get the possession back at 1:54 and counting third quarter, leading Valley Heights 41-31. Defending champs with their largest lead in tonight's game so far. Left side of the floor, it's Conkling. Had a nice night off the bench. Kind of an X factor here right now for the Wildcats. Post touch, going to work, shot no. Getting her own rebound was Staus, and she's fouled on the second effort. A lot of length inside right now for the Wildcats. Valley Heights foul against Tessa Bigham. That is her fourth. And team foul number three here in the quarter. This puts Aspen Staus, a 5'9 junior, at the line here for the Wildcats. Has 1 point from the line in the second quarter. And her free throw here is good. She's got two. 42-31, Mound Ridge by 11. Addison Patrick has checked back in here for Mound Ridge, and Josie Parker has also checked back in here for Valley Heights. Down to a minute 35 left in this third quarter. Second by Staus, missing off the right rim, rebound Valley Heights. So Staus goes 1-for-2, she's 2-for-4 at the line in tonight's game. Wildcats have their largest lead right now at 11. Under 90 seconds to go here, looking for a backdoor and not putting the foot down. That's a travel against Josie Parker, and the Mustangs turn it over. Macy Kamenko checking back in here for Mound Ridge and taking the spot of Staus, who just went 1-for-2 at the line a moment ago. Mound Ridge 42, Valley Heights 31, a minute 17 and counting, third quarter. Here's Unruh on the dribble. Lobs a pass left corner. This is Hallie Heacox. Now a post touch, going to work. A little up and under, and it rattled out. Missed inside by Kamenko, and finally ripped away underneath through all the traffic. Here's Paige Miller pushing for the Mustangs. She'll take it coast to coast, count it, and one. Paige Miller came out of that traffic with the rebound, went all the way 90 feet right to left to the rim for 2+1. Foul called on Addison Patrick, her second, team foul number 4. So Miller at the line, and she capitalizes the 3-point play. 42-34, Mound Ridge by 8. Under a minute to go here in the third. Once again with the no shot clock, if Mound Ridge wants to dribble out the rest of 45 seconds or so, they certainly have the option to do so. Right now, left side on the wing, Hallie Heacox. Works it back out of the circle. Man-to-man defense right now for Valley Heights. Still on the dribble, Hallie Heacox hands it off. Patrick on a curl. Now it's Unruh. Works it right, little three-man weave action. Now Cam and Coke, top of the key. And now between the rings out high with 25 seconds and counting. On the dribble, Hallie Heacox hands it off. This is Conkling. Back between the rings. Again, Moundridge appears to be wanting to play for the final shot. We're down to 14 seconds. Elbow touch. Cam and Coe back out near midcourt with Unruh. Unruh works left. Gets by Smith. She'll take it all the way. She'll lay it in. 20 in the game for Cammy Unruh. Final 2 seconds. Long pass up the floor to nobody, and that takes us to the end of the third quarter. Cammy Unruh for the defending champs. 20 points here tonight, and Valley Heights are down 10 as we go to the fourth and final quarter. Wildcats 44, Mustangs 34. You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Citizens State Bank, with locations in Hanover, Marysville, and Waterville, wants to wish the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs good luck at the state tournament and proud to support this broadcast. Citizens State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Kansaland Radio.
You're dialed in. Giant Communications, JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're dialed in. KMZA 92.1 FM, alongside Kirk Kilman. I'm Brandon Tabin. Courtside here in Salina, Tony's Pizza Event Center. And for Valley Heights, they trail the defending champs, Moundridge, 44-34, as we go to the fourth and final quarter. Girls Class 2A State Tournament Quarterfinal. Sacred Heart awaits the winner in Thursday afternoon's semifinal out in Emporia. Ellenwood and Eureka, the other semifinal. Here's Ava Smith going to work, and she gets one up and in for two. Good start for the Mustangs here in the fourth quarter. 15 for the senior Ava Smith, 44-36. Right back up the floor, too easy down low, and somehow getting wide open with Cam and Co, who's got four. Teams exchange buckets here, 30 seconds into the fourth, 46-36 Moundridge. Here's Paige Miller, off-balance shot from the right elbow, hits the heel and falls through. 5 points for Paige Miller, and it's 46-38. 8-point lead for Moundridge. Here's Unruh left corner, back on the left wing with Hallie Heacox, gets a high ball screen, not much with it. Now it's Hattie Heacox, picks up left elbow, Ava Smith knocking it away, trying to get a steal, still hounding on the left wing, could have been a travel, no call, back door, shot, no, missed inside by Unruh, able to fight for her own rebound. Straight away, Patrick a three, swish. Addison Patrick from downtown, off the miss, and a rebound from Cammy Unruh, 49-38 Moundridge, and the Wildcats come away with a steal. Ava Smith tried to get it right back, and it is taken away by Miller at midcourt. She'll throw one up with the left hand. That is no good. And a rebound for Moundridge and a foul on Valley Heights. Now Paige Miller tried to do a lot there after that steal at midcourt. It's the third foul on Ava Smith and the first on the Mustangs here in the fourth quarter. 11-point lead for the defending champs, Moundridge. 49-38 over Valley Heights. We're under 6.5 minutes to go in the game. Thanks for joining us here tonight on KMZA. Appreciate it very much. Moundridge trying to add a Patrick three. She's feeling it. This one from the right corner, her third triple tonight. She's got 9, and the largest lead now for the Wildcats at 14, 2 minutes into the fourth quarter. 52-38, Mustangs in a little bit of trouble. They got some time on the dribble. Josie Parker, left wing. It's Paige Miller. Works it back top of the key. Waist-high dribbles. Ava Smith, the right side three. Front rim, no. Rebound, Moundridge. And it's knocked away, out of bounds. Hallie Heacox was the last to touch it, so Valley Heights will force a turnover here. A couple subs in. Mackenzie Conkling and Aspen Staus checking back in here for Moundridge. Right now, Valley Heights, they have it in the front court. Far sideline, Vermetten to throw it in. Gets it off to Lindsey Gray up top. Picks up the dribble. Being hounded. Good defense by Patrick. Ava Smith now on the right wing. She lost it. And out of bounds, but last touch by Moundridge on the right wing. 5:40 to go in the game. Moundridge leading Valley Heights 52-38. The defending champs, number 3 ranked, the number 2 seed in this bracket. Beat Donovan West in last year's state title in Manhattan. Here's Ava Smith. A lot of contact. Blocking foul. Count it and one. Had to have it if you were Ava Smith in Valley Heights. She's got 17 and a chance for one more. Check the foul. It's on Unruh, her third. She'll come out for, I'm guessing, a short time. Checking in, Ashton Patrick, a sophomore. Ava Smith at the line, knocks it down, caps the three-point play. And we got a 30-second timeout being called here by Valley Heights. With 5.5 minutes to go in the game, Moundridge leading it 52-39. And thanks for hanging with us here on, or correction, 41. They were a little tardy on the scoreboard there. 52-41 Moundridge. Their lead is 11. Going through some of the local teams that have played in state quarterfinals here today. The Axtell boys, defending champs, 182. They got by Hutch Christian, 68-44. Over in Emporia, here in Salina on the boys' side in 3A, Silver Lake, they moved on. They beat Holcomb 47-37. And then also right here in Salina earlier today, you heard it on 96.9 The Pulse, it was Rossville falling to Ellenwood on the girls' side in 2A, that final 55-48. Boys teams in action tomorrow, Atchison, St. Mary's, Rossville. Girls teams in action tomorrow, Centralia, Silver Lake, Hanover, and Lynn. Mustangs got work to do. 5.5 minutes to go in the game. They trail Moundridge by 11, 52-41. Moundridge nearly throwing it away here on the inbounds, and they do. It's a steal. Ava Smith down low. She had it knocked away, and the Wildcats take it right back. So the two teams exchange turnovers right there. Ava Smith hounding here in the backcourt. Addison Patrick finally gets it off to Hattie Heacocks near sideline into the front court. Hands it off. Ashton Patrick. Now right side of the floor. It is Addison Patrick. Free throw line touch. Staws looking at the basket. Now right side it goes to Hattie Heacocks. She'll go. Gets to the block. Kicks it back out. Staws thought about it. Instead, Conkling has it in the right corner. 5 minutes to go in the game. Wildcats leading the Mustangs 52-41. Can't personally wait until we get the shot clock across the board. Little three-man weave action up top here. Now it finds itself right side. Hattie Heacocks in the corner. She'll fire high off the front rim. It goes over the backboard, and the Mustangs get a stop as Valley Heights will get it back. Unruh, Hallie Heacocks, and Cam & Co. all checking back in here for the Wildcats. 4:41 to go in the game. 52-41 Moundridge. Feels like an important possession for the Mustangs here on offense. Right now on the wing, right side, Paige Miller. Waist high dribbles with the right hand. Now dribbles into the corner. Hands it off right there. Josie Parker. Correction, Lindsey Gray. Beg your pardon. Picks it up at the right elbow. Back up top, Paige Miller. She fell to the floor, but shovels it off to Gray on the right wing. She'll pick up the dribble. Left side it goes on the wing here to Ava Smith. We're down to 4:10 left. 52-41, Mustangs trailing. Smith thought about a three instead. Right elbow, Vermetten jump shot, rattled out, no good. Rebound, Moundridge. Pretty decent look at that right elbow for Mia Vermetten. Just couldn't get it to go. 4 minutes in, 4 minutes to go. Here in the fourth and final quarter, Moundridge the possession, leading Valley Heights by 11. They go right side on the wing. It is Conkling, who's been an X-factor tonight off the bench for Moundridge, with 13 points and three threes. Spinning in the lane, shot up and good. It's Cam & Co. who's got six, all in the second half, 54-41. Right back up the floor, little teardrop floater from the left baseline is put down by Lindsey Gray. She's got nine. Moundridge 54, Valley Heights 43, 3:22 and counting, fourth quarter. There's a bump and a foul on the perimeter. It is Lindsey Gray who is charged with that one. It's her first. And just the second team foul on Valley Heights here in the fourth quarter. Moundridge leading by 11. 3:20 and counting. They go inside. Good look. Cam & Co. kicks it out right side. Good extra pass. Unruh tees it up. Missing off the right rim on a three. Battling for the rebound inside. Out of bounds. It'll go back to Valley Heights. Great pass from the right wing to the top of the key, which gave Unruh a very good look from downtown. Mustangs real fortunate that one didn't fall. And now as Valley Heights works it into the front court here, Jordan Brockstrom's going to burn a 30-second timeout. Moundridge leading it 54-43, 3:09 to go in the game. Kirk Hillman, Brandon Dabman here in Salina. Of course, you're dialed in here on KMZA as you're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Ellenwood and Eureka, a semifinal here in the girls' two-way bracket Thursday afternoon, and Sacred Heart, who defeated St. Mary's Colgan. By the way, St. Mary's Colgan is who beat Valley Heights last year in the opening round, but Colgan losing in their first-round game today at KCK. They lost to Sacred Heart 52-42. So again, Sacred Heart awaiting the winner on Thursday afternoon in Emporia. Out of the timeout, 3:09 remaining. 54-43 Mound Ridge. The Mustangs have it in the front court, far side out. And receiving the pass near midcourt, Paige Miller. Feel like you have to have some points here if you're Valley Heights. They set it up for Gray, instead left side for Metten on the wing. Here's Ava Smith, right side on the wing. Thought about a three, instead puts it on the dribble twice. She lost it, ball trickles into the lane, and Mound Ridge scoops it up. It is a turnover by Valley Heights. Wildcats will walk it into the front court. 2:45 and counting, leading by 11. It is Unruh on the dribble, left side on the wing. Mustangs trying to ramp up that defense, but Mound Ridge doing a great job moving that ball along the perimeter. And they have it high left on the wing right now, Hallie Heacox. Here's Cam and Co. straight away, right back up near midcourt. Precious time running off the clock, and there's the touch foul. It's going against Paige Miller. That is her third. 13th foul on Valley Heights, so they have one more to give before Mound Ridge starts shooting free throws. Josie Parker checking back in. Kinsley Gillig checking in here for Valley Heights as well. And then Addison Patrick going to come back on the floor here for Mound Ridge. She'll take the spot of Hallie Heacox. But again, time running out. They go back door. Oh, what a play on the inbounds. Unruh again. She's got 22. 56-43. Baker's dozen for the defending champs. But Ava Smith right back up the floor. Gets a teardrop from the right baseline. Smith has 20. 2:05 to go. Clock moving. 56-45 Mound Ridge. Valley Heights again. Running out of time. Nearly forcing a steal at midcourt, but good movement here. Conkling gets it in the paint to Cam and Co., and she's quickly fouled. That's the final foul to give here for Valley Heights. And it's Ava Smith who just picked up her fourth. 56-45 Wildcats with a minute 52 remaining in the game. Next foul on Valley Heights will put Mound Ridge at the line. Patty Heacox to throw it in, diving wide open, untouched. Cam and Co. for two. It is 58-45 with a minute 43 and counting. That could be the dagger, but Valley Heights, they got to get something here. Ava Smith, a deep three, missing off the right rim. Rebound, Mound Ridge. Here's Addison Patrick. Picks it up on a double team, back to Unruh. She'll walk it across the midcourt line with under 90 seconds to go. Mound Ridge fans are starting to get on their feet here. And there's the foul at 1:20 to go. And free throws coming for Mackenzie Conkling. And the foul on Paige Miller, that is her fourth. 58-45 Mound Ridge. Conkling at the line. 5'10 sophomore has poured in 13. Make it 14 now off the bench, including three threes. 59-45, it's now the largest lead for the defending champs. Second free throw for Conkling, and that one is good. 15 off the bench for Mackenzie Conkling, and it's 60-45 with a minute 15 to go. Valley Heights, they got a huck and chuck. There's a deep one missing off the right rim by Lindsey Gray. Rebound Mound Ridge, and a foul on the Mustangs. We'll walk 90 feet for Wildcat free throws. Gillig picks up the foul, her second, well beyond team foul number five. And it will be Cammy Unruh to shoot two. A 5'9 senior has 22 points in this quarterfinal game, and that one spins out. First free throw, no good. Late sub in here for the Wildcats. Staws is going to check back in here for Hattie Heacox. And we're down to just 70 seconds remaining in this game. And Unruh will go 1-for-2. She makes the second. She has a game-high 23. She'll come off the floor, gets a nice round of applause from the Wildcat fans on the far side of the floor. 61-45 Mound Ridge with just over a minute left in the game. There's a bump and a foul going against the Wildcats down low. Navigating through traffic was Lindsey Gray. And Kamenko picks up the foul. That's her fourth. It's only the second team foul on the Wildcats here in the fourth quarter. Vermette trying to throw it in. Does so to Gray in the corner. She'll drive baseline. Bumps off the defender. Now a left side three. That is an air ball, but right there on the backside. Vermette throws it off the side of the backboard. Might have been a pass to herself. Hits it off the back iron. Gets her own miss that time. Puts it up and in. And a timeout for Valley Heights. Vermette in a rebound and a stick back. She's got 8:51 seconds remaining, but Mound Ridge leading. It is 61-45 at 51 seconds remaining in tonight's game. We'll pause for a 30. You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Kansaland Radio.
Kirk Hillman, Brandon Temme with you, correcting myself before that quick timeout. 61-47 is the Mound Ridge lead, 14, with 51 seconds remaining in the game. Valley Heights putting up quite the effort, down just three at the half, but Mound Ridge, you can see that championship pedigree as they try to run out this clock. They lob a pass here at midcourt. It's going to be over and back. They turn it over, but just down to 41 seconds remaining in the game. As Valley Heights once again appears to have their season come up short in the first round of the state tournament. Here's Vermetten on the dribble, 38 seconds and counting. She got bumped to the floor and a foul on Mound Ridge. Wasn't a ton there. Wildcat fans don't like it. And it's Kamenko who picks up her fifth foul. She's out of the game. That'll bring on Harper Rearson, a 5'8 sophomore. Not going to really affect the outcome with 37 seconds to go. Ava Smith, shot is no good. She got it quickly from Vermetten underneath. Ava Smith going to go to the line to shoot two here for Valley Heights. Mound Ridge foul. It's Rearson who just checked in. She'll pick up her first. Ava Smith at the line, and she'll knock in the first free throw. She's got 21. What a career. Multi-sport athlete, Ava Smith, four-year starter. 2025 2A Volleyball Player of the Year, multiple All-State, All-League selections across multiple sports. Her second free throw was short. We're under 30 seconds and counting. Mound Ridge into the front court. And there is a foul right there. We'll put Ashton Patrick at the line for two. 61-48 Mound Ridge. 26.3 ticks remaining. So Mound Ridge will take on Sacred Heart Thursday afternoon in the semifinals. Ellenwood and Eureka round out the top four on the girls' side in the 2A bracket. Patrick puts in the first free throw, her first point tonight. As Mound Ridge is going to bring on another bench player here, Isabel Durst, the junior. So the final 24 seconds, rounding down here in Salina. Here's Vermetten, right side pass. Ava Smith, ball faking, driving baseline, bumped out. Right side three, on the way by Gray, short. And tipped out into the corner. Ava Smith, an offensive rebound. Final 10 seconds, a little scrum in the paint. And a tie-up is called. Possession arrow gives it back to Mound Ridge with 8 seconds remaining. And that should pretty much do it. Mustangs will show a little pressure here in the full court. They dump it into Harper Rearson. A couple passes up the floor beyond the midcourt line, and the last 2 seconds will run off the clock, and that'll do it. The defending champs in Class 2A, the Mound Ridge Wildcats, advance to the semifinals They defeat Valley Heights here in the quarters tonight in Salina. Final score, Mound Ridge 63, Valley Heights 48. We get our post-game show coming up next as you're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Roads of Glory presented by Giant Mobile right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your Internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Attention cattle producers, ready to put more performance in your pasture? The Rinkus Cattle Company 2026 Private Treaty Bull Sale is on now. Call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. These bulls are built for calving ease, growth, and the kind of durability that works in the real world. If you want genetics that adds pounds and profit, it's time to take a look. Visit the bulls online at rinkuscattle.com, then call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. The Rinkus Cattle Company Private Treaty Bull Sale. Powerful bulls, proven genetics, and ready to work for you.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home, transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction, concrete by design.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here in Salina, Tony's Pizza Event Center. Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tedman with you, wrapping up our coverage. Day number one of state basketball tournaments across the landscape. And here tonight, representing the Twin Valley League, the Valley Heights girls will have their season come to an end once again in the opening round of the state tournament. They are downed by the defending champs in Mound Ridge. Our final score here tonight in this one, 63-48. Waiting for the final stats to be tallied up, but just kind of walking through this game. Both teams kind of feeling each other out early. Wildcats a late spurt in the first quarter, led 14-10. Then Valley Heights actually outscored Mound Ridge 14-13 in the second. This was a 27-24 game at the half. But really that second half was just a grinder. Valley Heights did not get as many good looks offensively. And Mound Ridge, again, ramping up on the defensive effort, getting some more looks, got great contributions off the bench, especially from Mackenzie Conkling. We'll talk about her in a bit. But nonetheless, once we got into about the middle portion of that third quarter, Mound Ridge kept slowly building and building and building that lead into double digits, pretty much stayed there the entire rest of the way. As, again, they pull away and defeat Valley Heights by 15 here tonight. So the girls class 2A bracket, the semifinals are set. The semifinal games will take place Thursday afternoon in Emporia. It'll be the one seed Ellenwood taking on four seed Eureka. That'll be at 2 o'clock, and that's followed by Mound Ridge who just beat Valley Heights here tonight. They'll take on the sixth seed in Sacred Heart. Again, thank you so much for tuning in tonight, waiting for the final stats, but Valley Heights are going to have their season come to an end at 19-8. Shout out a couple of these seniors, and starting with Ava Smith. Boy, what a multi-sport athlete. How much success she has had across multiple sports in her career at Valley Heights. 1,000-plus career points on the basketball floor. She was the 2A Volleyball Player of the Year back in 2025. A four-year starter on the basketball floor. Multiple first team, all-league and all-state honors. Just an absolutely incredible career. She finished with 21 points tonight. Mia Vermetten as well. You want to talk about multi-sport. She had 8 points in this game. All-league, all-state honorable mention last year on the basketball floor. And then Josie Parker as well, another key senior for this Valley Heights team, who had 3 points in the game tonight. But Coach Jordan Brockstrom going to see his girls come up short again. It was the sixth trip to state here in the last 7 years for this Valley Heights team. But again, they'll still be in search of their first state championship in girls basketball, as it was their 17th state appearance, but still sitting on two runner-up finishes back in 2014 and 2018 as the Mustangs' top finishes in girls basketball. Again, on the other side, Mound Ridge, defending champs, and they look every bit of it. Returned literally everybody from their championship team last year, and Cammie Unruh was the star tonight with 23 points, but the X-Factor was 5'10 sophomore Mackenzie Conkling off the bench as she came in, hit three threes in the game. She had 15 points. She was a perfect 4-for-4 at the line. Again, elite free throw shooting team in Mound Ridge here tonight, helping secure it down the stretch as well. But Conkling, 15 off the bench to go along with Cammie Unruh's 23 points. Addison Patrick, a starting guard, had 9 points in the game, but all in the second half on three triples. That was a key factor as well. Macy Kamenko had 8 points, 6 foot senior for the Wildcats. They also got 2 points apiece from Ashton Patrick and Aspen Staus. Again, mentioned the 21 points for Ava Smith tonight. Outside of that, Lindsey Gray off the bench had 9. 8 points from Mia Vermetten, 5 points from Paige Miller, 3 points from Josie Parker, and 2 points as well for Tessa Bigham. So again, that's going to wrap up our coverage here today on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, across our networks tomorrow, we're going to be even more busy, just kind of running through the broadcast, going by the time slots. So at 12 noon tomorrow, the Atchison boys in Class 4A will have their first-round matchup in KCK against McPherson. 12 noon tip-off there, that broadcast on Care Country 93.7. 2 o'clock on the boys' side, St. Mary's and Thomas More Prep right here in Salina. That'll be on the Pulse 96.9. Then also on the Pulse at 4 o'clock from Wichita, the Rossville boys taking on Berean Academy. That is the 7-2 matchup on the boys' side in the 2A bracket. Going to girls' action quarterfinals tomorrow. 12 noon start time right here on 92.1 KMZA Centralia. And their title defense, they will take on Quinter in the first round. 6 o'clock, a pair of games. You'll get Silver Lake girls and Heston on 96.9 The Pulse. And then also just a couple notables, non-broadcast, but two TBL teams still in action on the girls' side in 182. Hanover, they'll take on Meredith Scene Valley at 6 o'clock. Lynn will take on Argonia in the nightcap, 8 p.m. A couple other TBL teams in state tournaments here this week. So again, we're just getting off and running with our tournament coverage here this week. MSCSports.net for the schedule, the scores, and recaps from our games here today. But again, the final in this one, as Valley Heights, their season comes to an end. Once again in the opening round, they'll finish at 19-8 on the year. They fall to the defending champs, the Mound Ridge Wildcats, get our final score. Mound Ridge 63, Valley Heights 48. More coverage coming your way tomorrow. Shout out Kirk Kilman in studio. I'm Brandon Tam, and thank you so much for listening to our broadcast tonight. So until tomorrow, you've been listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.